Hudson native Molly Ryder is planning to paddle the entire Mississippi River this summer, starting at Lake Itasca and ending in New Orleans, Louisiana. The life-changing trip is made possible through a grant from the Outdoor Club at Bowdoin College in Maine, where Molly is a student. Three other young canoeists will be joining Molly on the trip. They are Molly's classmate Alina Berglund, along with Leif Gilsvik and Eric Hurricane Svensson, both from Two Harbors. The group plans to depart Lake Itasca at the end of May and arrive in New Orleans during the second week of August, allowing 70 days for the epic canoe trip. Molly expects the trip to cost about $650 per person, mostly for food. All four of these adventurous young people have a ton of canoeing experience. They've been helped in their planning by Tofte resident Eric Frost, who paddled the length of the Mississippi with Lutzen resident Dave Freeman a few years back. They've also been in touch with former Lutzen resident Andy Keith, who paddled the Mississippi many years ago and published a book about his adventure. Andy lives in Mexico now, but he's been advising Molly and company over the internet via Skype. In order to receive the blessing and support of the Outdoor Club, Molly and Alina had to present a detailed proposal, which included their detailed qualifications, gear lists, a safety plan, and a food list that accounts for every tortilla and granola bar. They'll be conducting a seminar on long-distance canoe tripping when they get back to school next fall, and both young women plan to take leadership roles in the Bowdoin College Outdoor Club. Molly's parents, Tom and Ann Ryder, and her grandmother, Jean Skinner, are West Enders. Although he was born and raised in Two Harbors, Leif Gilsvik's mother is Patty Tome, who grew up in Grand Marais, and his father's Dave Gilsvik, a well-known artist who frequently works and teaches in Grand Marais. As dramatic and epic as a canoe trip down the length of the Mississippi is, it seems like a short jaunt compared to the 12,000-mile canoe, kayak, and dog sled journey that Lutzen residents Dave and Amy Freeman are currently undertaking. After surviving Hurricane Sandy while they were in New Jersey, Dave and Amy have taken a few weeks off to conduct dozens of school presentations that are a key part of their mission to get children excited about wilderness and outdoor travel. Dave and Amy will soon be back in their kayaks, though, and headed for Key West, Florida, where their trip will end sometime in April. Before they're done, they will have conducted school programs for tens of thousands of kids and interacted with hundreds of thousands over the internet. We should see them back in Cook County sometime in June when the school year ends. Knowing Dave and Amy, though, I don't think they'll let the grass grow under their feet for long. I'm sure they will host an event at North House this summer to show slides and tell stories about their truly epic adventure. The late season wolf hunting and trapping season ended this week. I have to say I was a bit surprised by how low-key the season was, at least back here on the Sawbill Trail. There were quite a few traps set along the trail, but to my knowledge, there were no dogs injured or any other unfortunate incidents connected with the season. Our local conservation officer, Tom Wallstrom, told me that he had a lot of calls from concerned citizens before the season, but no complaints during the season. I still feel like the wolves contribute more to the West End economy when they're alive than they do as a rug in someone's den, but I guess I'm fighting a losing battle there. Tom Spence from Tofte snapped a couple of good pictures of two moose on the Sawbill Trail this week. It looks like a cow and a fairly grown-up calf. It's getting to the point where seeing a moose is pretty rare, so Tom drew a lot of positive comment when he posted the pictures on Facebook. The Sugarbush Trail Association in Tofte has groomed the unplowed portion of the Onion River Road for both classic and skating style of cross-country skiing. Skiers are reporting excellent conditions and grooming. Our little 6K classic style trail that starts right at the bitter end of the Sawbill Trail is also groomed and in excellent condition. There's plenty of ice on the lakes for travel by ski or snowshoe, both in and out of the wilderness. The rest of the West End trails, including both ski and snowmobile trails, are not quite ready for use yet. Hopefully, nature will provide enough snow to get all the trails open for the big influx of visitors after Christmas. The downhill skiing and boarding at Lutzen Mountains is in full swing, and conditions are excellent. Lutzen Mountains, Lutzen Resort, and Grand Marais got a very complimentary write-up in an online magazine published for the Tampa Bay, Florida market. It would be a fine irony if Tampa Bay residents traveled up here for winter fun, while half our population heads down there for sun and sand. Here's wishing for a peaceful, safe, and happy holiday season for all. For WTIP, this is Bill Hansen with the West End News.